服务员一聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年1月20日，星期日。我们今天又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们深爱着的 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 亲爱的阿叔，为我们继续讲述今天的圣殿博加瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
We continue studying Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 6, Purushupta, confirmed. Today, text number 23.
我们今天继续阅读圣殿博加瓦坛第二篇第六章，赞美至尊主的颂歌得到证实。今天读的世界是第23世界。
Yathasya
Yathasya
Nabhyam
Nabhyam
Nalinad
Nalinad
Yathasya Nabhyam Nalinad
Yathasya Nabhyam Nalinad
Aham
Aham
Asam
Asam
Mahatmana
Mahatmana
Aham Asam Mahatmana
Aham Asam Mahatmana
Navidam
Navidam
Yagya
Yagya
Sambaram
Sambaram
Navidam Yagya Sambaram
Navidam Yagya Sambaram
Purushavayavan
Purushavayavan
Rite
Rite
Purushavayavan Rite
Purushavayavan Rite
Yadasya Nabhyam Nalinad
Yadasya Nabhyam Nalinad
Aham Asam Mahatmanah
Aham Asam Mahatmanah
Navidam Yagya Sambharan
Navidam Yagya Sambhavram
Purushavayavan Rite
Purushavayavan Rite
Okay, word for word meaning
四对字
Yada
Yata 在什么的时候
Asya
Asya 他的
Nabhyat
Nabhyat 从杜甫
Nalinat
Nalinat 从莲花
Aham
Aham 我自己
Asam
Asam 诞生
Mahatmanah
Mahatmanah 伟大的人的
Naavidam
Naavidam 不知道
Yagya
Yagya 祭祀的
Sambaram
Sambaram 成分
Purusha
Purusha 至尊主的
Avayavan
Avayavan 本身的身体四肢
Rite
Rite 除了
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨由施拉帕帕提供译文当我从至尊主 Mahavishnu 这位非凡人物的杜甫生出的莲花上出生时除了伟大的人格守神的肢体外我没有举行祭祀所需要的材料。要旨，宇宙展示的创造者 Brahma 被称为是 Svayambhu 在无父无母的情况下出生的人。生物体一般都是经由男性父亲和女性母亲交配后出生的。但宇宙中的第一位生物体 Brahma却是从主 Krishna 的完整扩展 Mahavishnu 的杜甫长出的莲花上生出来的。至尊主腹部的莲花是他身体的一部分，而 Brahma 是从那朵莲花诞生出来的，因此 Brahma 也是至尊主身体的一部分。 Brahma 在宇宙巨大的空中带出显现后看到周围漆黑的一片空无一物感到困惑这时 至尊主在他心中启示他要进行苦修，从而获得举行祭祀所需要的一切。但当时除了至尊主 Mahavishnu 和他身体的一部分诞生出来的 Brahma 本人之外，别无他物。而举行祭祀所需要的东西很多，特别是动物。动物献祭从不是为了杀动物，而是为了获得祭祀的成果。可以说，当动物被献到祭祀之火中时，它是死了。但熟练的祭司吟唱的伟达赞歌可以使他马上获得新生。当世上再也没有这种熟练的祭司时，往祭坛的祭祀之火中献祭动物就是被禁止的。因此 Brahma 甚至从运旦之羊 Vishnu Gabodakshai Vishnu 的身体四肢生产出的祭祀用的一切，这意味着宇宙秩序是由 Brahma 创造的，而且没有什么是凭空造出来的，一切都产自至尊主本人。至尊主在《薄伽梵歌》第十章的第八十节中说，一切都产自自我的身体四肢，所以我是一切创造的源泉。Aham sarvasya pravaho mata sarvam pravatate。 非人格神主义者争论说，一切都只不过是至尊主本人，因此根本没必要崇拜至尊主。与他们相反，人格神主义者出于极大的感恩之情，用产自至尊主身体四肢的一切来崇拜他。大地出产水果和鲜花，但明智的奉献者还是用大地出产的一切来崇拜大地母亲。同样，人们用恒河水崇拜恒河母亲，但却享受这种崇拜的结果。崇拜至尊主所用的一切其实都产自至尊主的身体四肢，但本身就是至尊主的一部分的崇拜者，却获得为至尊主做奉爱服务的成果。当非人格神主义者错误地下结论说他自己就是至尊主本人时，人格神主义者却怀着巨大的感恩之情崇拜至尊主，通过为他做奉爱服务来崇拜他。奉献者清楚地知道没有什么与至尊主有别，知道一切都是至尊主的财产，没人能够声称有什么是自己的，因此应该尽量用一切为至尊主做服务。一体性的这种完美概念，帮助崇拜者为至尊主做爱心服务。相反，非人格主义者因为骄傲自大，不被至尊主所接受，所以永远当不了奉献者。译文：当我从至尊主 Mahavishnu 这位非凡人物的肚腹生出的莲花上出生时，除了伟大的人格守神的肢体外，我没有举行祭祀所需要的材料。
Omagena Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavadi Pashatade Shatarine Shrishtetana Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakaupatarubhyasha Kripa Sindhubhyaye Bhaja Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So here Lord Brahma starts beginning describing his own experience during the creation.
这里主 Brahma 开始去描述在创造的时候他自己的体验。
He was not, he didn't take birth like an ordinary entity.
对他的这个出生呢和一般的生物体的出生是不一样的。
He was born directly from Lord Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu.
他是由主 Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu 亲自把他生出来的。
So this is very extraordinary.
所以这是非常的卓越超凡的。
Because usually any living entity is born out of a intercourse between male and female.
因为通常来说呢，一个普通的生物体它是需要一个男性和女性之间的交配之后才可以降生的。
Even though Lord Vishnu has always Mother Lakshmi next to him, still he didn't have intercourse with her in order to give birth to Lord Brahma.
虽然说 Lakshmi 母亲就在主的身边，但是呢主不需要和 Mahalakshmi就是和 Lakshmi 母亲经过这种性交之后才会把主 Brahma 生出来。
She was massaging his lotus feet and the lotus flower grew up from the Lord's abdomen.
所以说呢就在 Lakshmi 母亲她在按摩着主的莲花足的时候就从她的肚腹就从主的肚腹就生出来了一只莲花。
So and Lord Brahma appeared, took birth on the top of this lotus flower.
然后呢，主 Brahma 就在这朵莲花之上降生了。
That's why lotus flower is so recognized in many spiritual paths.
也就是这个原因呢，使得在很多的灵性之途上都为这个莲花就是这个莲花在很多的这个灵性之途上都占有很显著的位置。
Because at the beginning was a lotus flower and Lord Brahma appeared from the lotus flower.
因为主 Brahma 他就是从莲花上诞生的。
And Lord Brahma is considered like the father of all living entities.
而主 Brahma 呢他被认为是所有的生物体的父亲众生之。
Because from him all living entities take birth.
因为是从他使所有的生物体降生出来的。
So that lotus flower was part of the Lord.
所以呢这朵莲花它是主的一部分。
It was part of the body's Lord, the Lord's body.
它是主的身体的一部分。
Because it came out from his body.
因为这朵莲花是从主的身体里生长出来的。
And because Lord Brahma was born out of that lotus flower, he is also part of the Lord's body.
但是呢，由于主 Brahma 他是在主身体上长出来的这朵莲花上生出来的，所以说主 Brahma 他也是属于主的身体的一部分的。
But when he appeared, nothing was created.
但是当他显现的时候呢？还没有什么其他的东西创造出来。
The universe was totally empty.
对，当时的宇宙呢是完全的空无的。
It was just filled up with half filled with the water from emanating from the body of Lord Vishnu.
对，当时呢这个宇宙它只是充斥着半池的水，这个水呢是从主 Vishnu 的身体里变出来的。
And there was only Lord Vishnu lying down there and Lord Brahma.
所以当时呢就只有主 Vishnu 躺在这池水里面还有主 Brahma。
So all around was just darkness.
所以呢在周围一切只是漆黑一片而已。
Because the sun, the moon, and all the other planets and stars were not created.
因为当时呢太阳啊月亮啊以及所有的其他的那些星系都还没有被创造出来。
So it was totally darkness.
所以当时呢是完全的黑暗的。
So you can imagine what Lord Brahma felt when he was there, appeared there on the top of that flower, and all around was just darkness.
所以当时我们也可以去想象一下主 Brahma 的那种感受。 当他显现在这朵莲花之上的时候，除了这朵莲花之外，周围是漆黑的一片。
So he was totally perplexed.
所以他当时呢就非完全的焦虑。
You can imagine.
就可以想象一下。
But then the Lord from within his heart inspired him to undergo austerity.
但是呢，在他这个主呢就在内心中去启发他，让他要去进行苦修。
And through his austerities, then everything, by performing austerity, then everything was revealed to him.
因为通过去进行苦修呢，所有的这一切呢，就会在他眼前展现而出。
All the knowledge of the Vedas was transmitted to him by the Lord.
这个韦达经的所有的知识全部都被主传授给了他。
Actually.In his, while performing his meditation, his austerity, he saw Krishna.
事实上，当他在进行冥想的苦修的时候呢，他就看到了 Krishna.
Krishna was playing his flute.
Krishna 在吹奏着他的笛子。
And he had a glimpse of Vrindavan.
而且呢，他还得到了 Vrindavan 的一个展示。
That's why he composed the beautiful poems, Brahma Sangita.
也就是因为这个原因，使他写下了非常美妙的赞美诗 Brahma Sangita.
So from the flute of Krishna, that sound, the flute of Krishna, was the Vedas, was the original knowledge that entered into the ears and the heart of Lord Brahma.
所以说呢，就从主 Krishna 他所吹奏的这个笛音里面。就展现了韦达经的所有的知识，然后这个知识呢就进入到了主 Brahma 的内心之中，是从他的耳孔进入到他的内心中的。
So he understood that he had to create. He was meant to create order in the cosmic manifestation, to create everything necessary to fill the universe.
这样呢，他就明白了，他有一个这个训谕，这个训谕呢就是。要去创造整个宇宙，他需要把这个宇宙里面的所有这些东西呢都给填满。
So he received the knowledge and he was empowered by the Lord to do that.
所以呢，他就收到了这个知识，并且呢被主获予了力量去做这件事情。
But he had no ingredients to do anything.
但是这会儿呢，他没有任何的这个佐料去做所有的。
How to create if you don't have the ingredients?
所以如果要是没有任何东西的话，可怎么去进行创造这件事呢？
So the ingredients was also provided by the Lord.
所以呢，所有的这些所需要用的这些物品呢，也都是被主所提供了。
Earth, water, air, fire, all the basic elements were provided to Lord Brahma.
像土、水、火、以太、空气这些非常基本的元素呢，都是由主提供给了主 Brahma。
All the 24 ingredients of material nature。
关于这物质自然的所有的24项元素都提供给 Brahma。
That we already mentioned last time。
那在上一次的时候呢，我们已经提到了这些元素都是些什么。
So everything, all the ingredients for the secondary creation, they came from the body of the Lord.
那么所以说呢，就是对于第二重创造所需要的所有的这些物品，全部都是由主的身体所产生出来的。
So all the ingredients came out of the body's limbs.
所有的这些成分、这些物品呢，全部都是来自于主的四肢。
And then Lord Brahma was able to create everything necessary to fill up the universe.
这样呢，才能使诸 Brahma 他可以去创造出所有的这些需要去把整个宇宙给填满的这些东西。
So it's obvious that he needed to have knowledge. He need to have receive the intelligence and knowledge necessary to create.
对，这是非常的显而易见的，就是他首先呢需要知识，并且呢他也需要这种智慧去进行创造。
And that knowledge did not come just from the sky. That knowledge came from a person.
而这知识呢，它是来自于一个人的。
He is a person, Lord Brahma is a person, and he receives that knowledge from Krishna, who is a person.
那么这个主 Brahma 呢，他本身他就是一个人，然后呢，他又从另外一个人 Krishna 那里得到了这个知识。
And all the, everything that was necessary for the creation also was given by the person, Krishna.
而这个在创造的时候所需要的所有的这一切这个材料呢，也都是由人主 Krishna 所给他提供的。
If you want to do, for instance, you want to do baozi's.
比如说你要包包子。
But maybe we're going to take a breakfast of baozi's today.
今天我们可能早餐的时候就吃包子。
And in order, so in order to make a baozi, you need to have knowledge of how to make a baozi.
那比如说我们要包包子之前呢，首先得先有包包子的这门知识才行。
Somebody told you, maybe a family member, maybe your parents, you know, taught you how to do it.
得有人教你怎么包包子，比如说是家里的成员呢，或者是爹妈呀，得教你怎么把这包子包起来。
You have to receive from a person.
对呢，你必须呢要从一个人那儿去得到这个知识。
And then the ingredients have also given to you by somebody.
然后呢，这个。人们也得这个就是包包子的这个材料也得有人给你才行。
The flour, the salt, the water, all the elements necessary to mix up and create a baozi. It's all the vegetables. Everything is there. Is given by somebody.
比如说呢，得有人把要包包子的所有的这些材料得给你备齐了才行。比如说面呐、水呀。盐呐、或者说是这个蔬菜呀等等。
These things they don't appear just like by themselves.
这些东西呢都不是自现的。
You get from the shop, with a shopkeeper is a person.
所以呢你必须得上商店里去买，然后开商店的那个人呢是个人。
The shopkeeper is getting from his provider, the farmer.
那么这个商店的这个店家呢他也要从农民那里去把这个东西给买回来才行。
And the farmer gets it because he receives the original seed to plant all these things and to grow.
那农民之所以会有这些东西呢，是由于他最开始弄到了这个种子，然后把这个种子种下去以后呢，这个农作物才能长出来。
He needs the soil, the earth, he needs the water, the sunshine, the seed.
所以说呢，他首先他需要的是土，需要水，然后呢需要种子，还需要阳光。
So in order to grow anything, you require these things.
所以呢，为了要让庄稼长出来，所有这些东西都是必须要备齐的才行。
These things they don't appear by chance.
所以呢，这些东西并不是自现的。
They are given by the Supreme Lord.
那这些东西呢，是由至尊主所赐予的。
Because he is the original source of everything.
因为至尊主他是所有一切的最初的源泉。
That's what he says in the Bhagavad Gita.
那这是在《薄伽梵歌》里面所讲。
I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds.
主他就说呢，我是在物质世界和灵性世界的一切的源泉。
Everything is emanating from me. Everything is coming from me.
所有的一切呢都是源于我，一切事情都是来自于我。
So if a person knows this properly, perfectly, then he cannot do anything else than engage in devotional service to Krishna.
所以如果一个人他要是能够完美的恰当的了解到这一点的话，那他就除了去为至尊主 Krishna 做服务之外，他就没法再去从事其他的活动了。
Because if a person understands that Krishna is the origin of everything that exists, then he cannot do otherwise than just engage in devotional service.
因为如果一个人他要是能够明白 Krishna 是所有的这一切的赐予者的话，那他就只能够去为 Krishna 去从事奉献服务的活动了。
Like Srila Prabhupada,out of sense of gratitude for the Lord providing everything he needs, the devotee wants to engage in devotional service.
那么所以说呢，就像舍拉帕帕一样， 那他不是要想去做任何的这个感官享乐的活动，而是呢他要为主去从事奉献服务，那么就是去获得所有的这一切。
Out of gratitude.
而且呢他是怀着感恩之心去做的。
Because he understands that everything is provided by the Lord.
因为他知道所有的这一切全部都是由主所提供的。
If the Lord does not provide, he does not have anything.
因为如果主要是不提供的话，我们就什么也没有。
So that's the sense of bhakti. Bhakti means begins by showing. By showing gratitude for the person who is giving us everything.
那么所以这个呢就是 bhakti 的感受。那么 bhakti 的意思也就是从也就是怀着感激之情去向主去做活动。
This is the basis of bhakti. This is the basis of love. First, there is a sense of gratitude.
那么所以说呢这就是 bhakti 的基础所在。那也就是说呢最开始的时候呢是需要有感恩之心的。
We understand that we are powerless. We cannot do anything on our own unless the Lord provides with the intelligence, the ability to do whatever we can do and give all the ingredients so we can maintain ourselves.
我们要知道我们其实是完全没有力量去做任何事情的。是主他赐予了我们力量，赐予了我们所有的这些材料，才使我们有能力去做这些事情。
This is what is missing in most religious traditions.
但是呢，在很多的宗教的传承里面呢，就把这一点给忽略了。
Many religious people acknowledge that God is there and God provides.
那很多的这个宗教传承呢，他们都知道。神是在那儿的，而且神呢是赐予的。
And they just asking, give me, give me, give me, give me this, give me that, give me bread.
所以呢，他们就一直会去索求，给我，给我，给我，给我这个，给我面包，给我那个。
But there's not so much a sense of gratitude.
但是并没有太多的感恩之情。
Yes, sometimes they may say, oh, thank you, my Lord, for giving me this. That's it.
但有的时候呢，他们可能会说，哦。亲爱的主啊，谢谢你赐予了我这个，但也就仅此而已了。
And then we have a long list of things that we want the Lord to give us. But you can also give me this and give me that.
那然后呢，就开始跟主说，给他看了这一串一大长串的你可以给我的东西。虽然我谢谢你，但是你还得给我这个，给我那个。
This is the most religious sentiment that people.
所以说呢，大部分的在宗教上具有感情用事的人，他们都是这样的一种展示。
But the real sense of gratitude means we want to reciprocate, we want to offer something back to the Lord.
但是真正的感恩之情在展现于，那现在呢，我是想要去回报您，现在我希望能够为您做一些事情了，为主去做一些事情。
Certainly, the Lord does not need anything. Is self-sufficient.
那么毫无疑问，主他是自给自足的，他根本就不需要任何东西。
But he appreciates. He's very touched by our sense of gratitude, of trying to reciprocate and offer something back to him.
但是呢，对于我们对他的这种回馈心，对于他的这种感恩心，想要为他做些事情的这种。举动他非常的被打动。
In many process of worship, there is worship of the earth, Mother Earth, because Mother Earth is sustaining us.
在很多的崇拜的程序中呢，我们都会去崇拜地球母亲，因为是地球母亲她在维系着我们的生活。
Even in worship of deities, we first worship Mother Earth because Mother Earth is giving us the facilities for our worship.
当我们在崇拜神像的时候，我们首先也要崇拜的是地球母亲，因为是地球母亲给我们提供了去做神像崇拜的设施。
So we offer like offer a flower or something that comes from the earth, and you offer back to the earth as in a sense of showing gratitude.
所以说呢，我们就会把从大地上采来的这个鲜花。再重新的供奉给大地， 以这样的方式去展示我们的感激之情。
Like we also worship the Mother Ganga, Mother Ganges, because we know it gives us, purifies our hearts and gives us bhakti. So we worship the Mother Ganges by offering water from the Mother Ganges to the Ganges.
那比如说我们也会去崇拜恒河母亲，知道恒河母亲她会去净化我们的内心，会把爱赐给我们，所以呢我们就会把从恒河母亲那儿找来的这个水去重新供奉给恒河。
Similarly, in a higher sense, knowing that everything that exists is coming from the Supreme Lord, we are actually using the things that he gives us, we are offering to him back.
那当然我们知道所有的这一切呢全部都是来自于至尊主的，但是呢我们就会把来自于至尊主的这些东西重新再供奉回给至尊主。
The Lord gives us the ingredients, the Lord gives us the ability to do many, many nice things, so the devotees, they prepare nice preparations cooked out of all these things and offer to the Lord.
比如说至尊主他就会提供给我们在烹饪的时候所需要的所有的这些材料。那然后呢我们就会用这些材料呢把它给烹制成非常好的这种食物，然后把这个食物呢作为我们的感谢再供奉给至尊主。
But this is just one aspect.
但这只是其中的一个方面。
In showing gratitude, when we really develop a sense of gratitude, then we offer everything that we come in touch with, that we use, we offer everything to the Lord.
那为了要展示我们真正的这种感恩之心呢，我们就要把我们所有要用的这些东西全部都重新的供奉给至尊主。
You get something and before using you offer to the Lord.
就比如说我们得到了一件东西，在我们用之前呢，我们先要把它供奉给主。
You get a new coat, you offer to the Lord first.
比如说我们买了一件新衣服或者得到一件新衣服，我们在穿之前呢先要把它供奉给至尊主。
You get a new pair of shoes, you offer to the Lord first.
你得到了一双新鞋，你首先呢先把它供奉给主。
Always acknowledging that whatever we get is coming from the Lord. It may be transformed, but whatever is always coming from the Lord.
那么我们要这个总是要意识到一点，就是无论我们得到了一个什么东西，那总是要明白它是从主那儿给我们的。
Yes, the Lord does not need to wear our shoes. He does not need to wear our coat.
那当然，主他其实并不需要穿上我们的鞋或者穿上我们的衣服。
But he also does not need our food.
但他其实也不需要吃我们给他做的饭。
But because we offer out of love, the Lord accepts.
但是就是由于我们怀着爱把它供奉给他，所以他就会接受。
And Srila Prabhupada said, because the devotee offers food with love to the Lord actually eats, even though he does not need to eat.
这是他爸说呢，就是由于我们满怀着爱去把我们所烹制的食物供奉给主。虽然主他不需要吃这个饭，但是呢，他也会吃掉它。
This is the real sense of gratitude.
对，这个呢，才是一个真正的感恩之感。
If a person without much knowledge of what is to be offered to the Lord and what should not be offered to the Lord, and you offer things that are not supposed to be offered in ignorance, it still is beneficial to him. It's already a showing of gratitude.
如果要是一个人他没有足够的知识去知道什么应该供奉给主，什么不应该供奉给主，而是在无知的一种情况下把错误的东西供奉给主了的话，他其实也会为这件事情获益，因为呢他都已经向这个主展示了他的这种感恩之情。
If a person in ignorance offers meat or fish to the Lord, he is benefited because he's showing gratitude to the Lord.
对，如果一个人他出于无知把鱼啊肉啊这样的东西供奉给了主，他也会从这个举动中获益，因为他是在向主展示他的感恩之情。
There is already the feeling, some sentiment, feeling of bhakti is already there, love, offering and recognition.
因为呢，就是这个 bhakti 的一些感受已经在这儿了，它都已经展示一种这种爱，而且这种爱呢是被是可以被认可的。
Certainly, it's not pure bhakti.
那当然，这并不是纯粹的 bhakti.
In pure bhakti, we offer only things that Krishna is likes to have.
因为在纯粹的 bhakti 之中呢，我们只会去供奉 Krishna 喜欢的东西。
So we offer only the food that Krishna accepts regularly. So because we have the understanding.
所以呢，就是因为我们有了这种理解，我们才会去供奉 Krishna 他所接受的东西，他所接受的食物。
That's why pure bhakti has to be done with a good understanding, with a perfect knowledge.
那就是这个原因呢，使得纯粹的 bhakti。它是需要在好的理解以及在完全的这个知识的这种状态下才能够去进行的。
So Krishna says is everything emanates from him.
对 ，Krishna 说呢，所有的一切都源自于他。
If everything emanates from him, means everything should be used, should be offered to the Lord.
对，如果要是所有的一切都源于他的话，那也就意味着所有的这一切都。应该用作对主的供奉。
When Krishna says that, it's not just something that is okay. Krishna says that, but so what?
但是当 Krishna 这么一说的时候呢，我们不能说、Krishna 是这么说了，但那又怎么样呢
？You know, whatever Krishna says is actually substantiated by many, many statements in the scriptures.
那不是这样的。是就只要是 Krishna 他说了，那也就意味着这些话都是在很多的经典里面都是有支撑的。
This was already established, is already there in the Vedas that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and from him everything emanates. It's not just that Krishna came 5,000 years ago and said, "Oh, everything comes from me," so we have to take it.No, it's based on something that was already stated long time ago from the very beginning of creation.
所以说呢，在韦达经里面呢，其实他就已经说了，Krishna 他是一切创造的源泉，所有的一切都是来自于他。所以呢，就是在这个经典里面已经把这个事情给我们讲得很清楚，并不是说是五千年以前突然之间 Krishna 他就来了，然后宣称所有的一切都是来自于他的。
Like we are hearing now that.Yes, the Lord in the beginning created Lord Brahma, gave him all the ingredients and intelligence to put everything together within the creation. Because we are hearing, we are receiving this perfect knowledge, so we have a good, the right understanding that Krishna, yes, Krishna is certainly the original of everything.
那么就好像我们现在所在学习的这个师节里面的这个内容也是一样的，这个师节里面就告诉我们。就是这个主布拉玛他出生的以后呢，他需要再进行二重创造。那么这二重创造里面，他所需要的这些材料、这些这个物品呢，都是由主所提供给他的。那么就是由我们在听这个，我们有了这样的好的理解，我们能够接受这样的知识。
Because why Krishna does that? Why Krishna emanates everything that is needed for creation? Because Krishna is the well-wisher of all living entities.
那么所以说为什么 Krishna 他会这么做呢？他为什么会要把这个创造的这些产品都就是这些材料都提供出来呢？那么就是因为主 Krishna 他是众生的祝福者。
First, it shows very clear that he is the supreme controller.
那么首先呢，非常清晰地展现出来他是至尊的控制者。
Nobody is equal to him. Nobody is superior to him.
没有任何人和他处在，没有任何人处在比他更高的位置。
He's the origin of everything.
他是一切的源泉。
But he is also the highest well-wisher of all living entities.
但是与此同时呢，他也是一切众生的最高的祝福者和祝愿者。
Because the creation itself is a sign of the Lord's kindness towards the.Conditioned souls.
因为呢，这个创造本身就已经是 主向这个众生展现他的仁慈的标志了。
Like sometimes, parents are disturbed with their children, the children are disturbed with the parents, the children decided to go away, the parents say, okay, you go away, you take care of yourself.
就比如说呢，这个孩子对于父母的这种管教不开心了，不喜欢了，所以说呢，这个孩子就决定离家出走了。然后家长就说，那好吧，那你要是决定要出走的话，那你就走吧，然后现在你就一切要靠你自己了。
You want to be independent, you take care of yourself.
那如果你要是想要这个独立自主的话，那你就自个儿去照顾自己吧。
But you don't see that this attitude in the Lord.
但是呢，我们并没有在主身上看到这样的一种态度。
Yes, we want to be independent, we don't want to be on our own, but the Lord is providing always for our...to satisfy our independent desire.
那我们现在确实想要独立自主，想要自己去过日子。那主呢，他就为我们自己的独立自主的这个日子去提供了所有的这些设施。
So it shows very clearly, he's the best friend of all living entities.
所以呢，他就非常的清晰的给我们展示出来了，他是众生的最好的朋友。
There's no friend like that. You turn away, you reject him, you turn away, you go. You don't want to think of him, you don't want to deal with him anymore. Who is a friend that is going to keep being your well-wisher and take care, make sure that you get everything you need? You don't find in this material world.
在这个物质世界，我们是不会找到这样一种朋友的，就是你从他的身边走开了。然后呢，你也不想跟他有任何的这种关系了，你想要自己去闯荡自己的这种生活了啊。然后呢，还有这么一个朋友还在你身边一直待着，在物质世界里面是没有这样的人的。
Somebody rejects your friendship and goes away. So maybe in the beginning you have some feeling, oh, it's a pity, you know, we had a good relationship, but then you're gonna forget that person. What can I? Many they reject me, so what can I do?
就是如果你要是被朋友给拒绝了。然后弃你而去了。在最开始的时候，也许可能我们会为这件事情而悲伤，但是过一段时间之后呢，可能我们就把这件事给忘了。反正他都已经离我而去了，那我能做什么呢？
Yeah, that's the most people's attitude.
所以大部分的人呢，就是这样一种态度。
But not Krishna.
但是 Krishna 并不是这样的。
Even though we reject him, we turn away from him. Krishna does not reject us, does not turn away from us.
即便是我们拒绝了 Krishna, 我们从 Krishna 的身边走开了，可是 Krishna 他并没有拒绝我们，他没有从我们身边走开。
And all this process of creation, very complex process of creation, is meant to give facilities for everyone.
这个非常复杂的这样的这个创造，它就是为了要让要给所有的人提供一个设施。
Because Krishna feels concerned, he's always concerned by the conditioned souls.
因为 Krishna 他一直就特别的关心这些受条件限制的灵魂。
If we have problems within this material world, it's only because we are very selfish in our ways. We use material energy.
那如果我们要是在这个物质世界里面觉得很痛苦的。话那么唯一的原因就是由于我们自己的自私而造成的，而且呢，我们是在利用物质的能量。
But when you come to our senses and we end by the mercy of Guru and Krishna himself, we come to our senses and understand that they're all actually everything is been provided by Krishna.
但是当我们在 Guru 和 Krishna 的仁慈之下而恢复了自己的正常的心智的话。那我们就会理解哦，其实所有的一切都是由 Krishna 所提供的。
Well, Krishna is such a loving person, you know. He's so caring, and he's the one who has been providing everything for us.
Krishna 他是这么一个怀有爱的人，而且他一直是在关心着我们，他一直就在为我们提供着所有的一切。
Then the devotee does not want to claim property over anything because he knows that actually everything is a property of the Lord.
这样的话呢，这个奉献者他就再也不会去宣称任何东西是属于他的了，因为他知道所有的这一切就是来自于 Krishna 的，都是属于 Krishna 的。
If Krishna is the proprietor of everything, then we cannot claim that we can use things as we like. We should use things in his service.
所以说呢，当我们了解了 Krishna 他是所有的一切的拥有者的时候，那我们就不能够恣意的去用这些东西了。那我们就应该把这些东西都用作对主的服务之中。
And we too, we are coming from Krishna, so we are not meant to be independent. We are meant to be engaged in His service.
那我们自己也是如此。我们自己并不是这个独立自主的，我们也是来自于 Krishna 的。既然我们是来自 Krishna 的话，我们就应该让自己也去从事对 Krishna 的服务。
So in a real sense, everything is one, is Krishna, because Krishna is the origin of everything.
所以说从本真的意义上来，从真正的这种意义上来说呢，就是所有的一切其实都是一，因为所有的这一切呢都是来自于 Krishna 的。
Everything emanates from Krishna.
所有的一切都源远于 Krishna.
We are parts and parcels of Krishna.
我们是 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分。
So in ultimate sense, there is one, only one Krishna.
所以说呢，从终极的角度上来说呢，只有一，那一呢就是 Krishna。
And here is where the impersonalists make a great mistake, come to a wrong conclusion.
但是呢，就是who make a wrong conclusion?
Impersonalists.
Okay, 但是呢，这个非人格主义者呢，他们却做出了一个错误的定论。
Because if everything is one, everything is the Lord, then.I don't need to do anything.
Okay, 如果要是所有的一切都是一，所有的一切都是主的话，那我就不需要做任何事了。
And they think ultimately, they think that I am one actually. We are all one.
那然后他们还会觉得终极来说呢，而我就是那一，我们大家都是一。
Yeah, we are all one because we all come from, we are all parcel of that one supreme person, that's true.
那我们如果都是一的话呢，原因是因为我们全部都是来自于那个至尊主的不可分割的一部分，所以从这个角度来讲的确是一。
But we are individuals.
但是我们大家呢又都是个体。
So individuals who have a choice, it can choose.
那所以说呢，作为一个个体呢，我们就会有选择，我们可以去选择。
So we understand no.I am individual and the Lord is an individual and the Lord is providing for my existence, is giving everything I need. So I have to show gratitude to him.
那所以我们就会在想，那我是一个个体，主他也是一个个体，那么我所存在的这一切呢，全部都是由主所赐予的。所以说呢，我不需要向主去表达我的感激之情。
Yes, I am one with the Lord because I'm part of Him, but at the same time, I'm an individual and I have chosen to stay away from Him. Now, I understand that everything belongs to Him and everything should be used in His service.
那是我是和主他是在一起的，因为我是他不可分割的一部分。但是与此同时呢，我又是一个独立的一个个体。那么是我选择要和他分开，然后呢要自己去过日子。但是现在我明白了，我是和他在一起的，所以说我必须要做出一个我要去为他做服务的一个选择。
Srila Prabhupada said, out of great gratitude, we worship the Lord in devotional service.
那么Srila Prabhupada就讲到了，是出于我们的感激之情，我们在奉献服务中去崇拜主。
Knowing perfectly well that nothing is different from the Lord.
而且呢，我们是非常的完美的了解，没有任何一项东西是和主有任何分别的。
That's why the devotee tries to apply everything in the Lord's service.
也就是这个原因呢，使得奉献者他就试着要把所有的一切全部都用作在主的服务之中。
Is intelligence?
无论是他的智慧
，his thoughts，
他的想法
，the actions of his senses。
以及他的这个感官的行动
，and all the ingredients of the senses, everything we should use in the service of the Lord.
以及所有的这些感官的全部都应该用作对至尊主的服务之中。
We may not need to do a formal offering of our shoes in the altar to the Lord, but when we receive a new pair of shoes, I say, thank you, Lord, for this new pair of shoes.
那也许可能我们不需要正式的把我们买来的这个新鞋放在神坛上去进行供奉，但是我们拿到新鞋的时候呢，我们就应该对主说，谢谢您给我这双鞋。
Certain things maybe you can put in the altar, you know, if you receive new clothes or some new thing that you can put in the altar, you can put, but even if you cannot put in the altar, that sense of gratitude should be there.
当然有一些东西是可以放在神坛上的，比如说新衣服什么的，但是呢对于一些其他的东西，即便是没有放在神坛上，我们也应该有一种感恩心发自我们的内心之中。
The money we receive from our salary, we put everything in the altar. This belongs to you, my Lord.
比如说我们在这个工作中得到的这个工资，我们也应该把这个钱呢放在神坛上，对主说这是属于您的。
It belongs to the Lord.
因为呢，这是属于主的。
You cannot say, "Oh, it's my money because I earn it because I work hard during the month."
那我们不能说，这钱是我的，这钱肯定是属于我的，因为呢，我在这一月里边我这么辛苦的工作，然后我就赚了这些钱。
Why is ours?
为什么这是我们的呀？
Who gave us the energy to do the work we did?
谁把我们去从事工作的这个能量给我们了。
Who gave us the aptitude, the ability to do what we can do?
是谁把我们能够去做我们的工作的这个能力赐给了我们？
And who provided to all the ingredients for us to do what we do?
而且呢，是谁把所有的我们可以去做事情的这些材料都提供给了我们？
Everything is provided by the Lord.
对呢，所有的这一切呢，都是由主所提供的。
This verse, the Bhagavad Gita, is extremely important.
那么所以说呢，也就这个原因呢，使得这个《薄伽梵歌》为什么这么的重要
？Bhagavad Gita 10:8.
那《薄伽梵歌》的第十章的第八十节。
I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds.
我是在灵性世界和物质世界的一切的源泉。
Everything emanates from him.
所有的一切全部都源远于他。
The wise who perfectly know this.
所以说呢，有智慧的人呢，是完美的了解这一点的。
He engages my devotional service.
那所以说呢，他就会这个从事对我的奉献服务。
And worship me with all their hearts.
全然的心去为我做奉献服务。
This is a very important verse.
对呢，这是一个非常非常重要的时节。
If you remember this verse constantly, then we don't use anything for our selfish interest.
对，如果我们要是能够恒常不断的去记住这个时节的话，我们就不会。把一切的事物用作我们自己自私自利的那些事情上了。
And whatever we use, we always first show gratitude to the Lord. Thank you for giving me this thing that I can use for my to satisfy my necessities. Thank you to give me this that I can use in your loving service.
那所以呢，我们无论在用任何事情之前呢，我们都要先要对主进行感谢。我们要谢谢他，能够让我们用这些东西去满足我们的必须，以及呢，我们能够得到这些东西去为主做奉献服务。
So in this way, we don't misuse material energy. We don't misuse things that Krishna gives us.
因为以这样的方式呢，我们就不会去错用物质能量，我们也不会错用 Krishna 所赐予我们的一切。
Because we always conscious that everything is coming from the Lord, and we should understand that is His property, so we should not misuse it.
对呢，我们就一直有意识的觉知到所有的这一切呢，都是 Krishna 所赐予我们的财产，所以说呢，我们就不要去错用。
And this is what Lord Brahma did right from the very beginning.
而且呢，这也是主 Brahma 在最开始的时候就采取的态度。
He could understand that everything, all the ingredients, all the intelligence had to come from the Lord, otherwise he could not do anything.
因为他知道所有的一切，所有的这些财富跟主的，如果是没有主的赐予的话，他什么也做不了。
So we should also have the same attitude.
所以呢，我们也应该有同样的这样的一种姿态。
And in this way, naturally we become Krishna conscious.
那所以说，以这样的一种方式呢，我们就很自然的能够让自己变得具有了 Krishna 知觉。
Because at any moment of our day, we are encountering situations where we can be reminded that that is from Krishna and I should use in his service, or at least I should show gratitude for giving me what he gives to me.
因为在任何在一天中的每一个时刻，我们都可以通过我们所从事的这个活动或者得到这些东西去被提醒着。所有的这一切都是来自于 Krishna 的，我们要把这一切用作对 Krishna 的服务之中。
So all this we are hearing, where we are understanding, is just to help us to become more Krishna conscious.
所以说呢，我们所听到的所有的这一切内容，都是为了要让我们变得更加的具有 Krishna 知觉。
Okay, we stop here. And if there are any questions or comments.
Okay, 那我们的讲课就先到这，看大家有没有任何的问题和回复。Yes, the first question is from 开心，感恩阿叔和翻译老师，请接受我真诚的礼拜，很喜欢听阿叔的讲解，听了阿叔的讲解后感觉特别好，像是 Krishna 就在身边一样。我想问阿叔一个问题，主 Brahma 是从 Vishnu 的肚脐上的莲花生出来的，那天堂上的半神人生孩子，他们用不用男女交配后才生孩子呢？而只是靠心理或者比较特殊的方式就能够生孩子？我们地球上的人是不是必须要靠男女结合才能够孕育下一代，对吗？我的问题是不是是不同星球上的生物孕育的方式都不同，对吗？感恩阿叔，再次向您禀拜。Dear Ashu, thank you very much for your lecture, and please accept my very sincere obeisances. I love to hear your lecture and also hear the way of your explanation, because after hearing what you say, I feel so good, just to feel that the Lord is right next to me. Now my question is that since the Lord Brahma is flowing from the, going from the,the Lord Brahma is born from the lotus growing from Lord Vishnu. Then, what about the demigods from the heaven? Do they need the intercourse between the male and the female to deliver the baby? Or they also just depend on their mind or using some special way to give the birth to the baby?And also for the living entities in this earth, do need to have the intercourse to create the next generation. So my question is really is that if it's true for people from the different planets, I mean for the entities from the different planets, they will have their own way to pregnant. Thank you very much.
Yeah.Besides Lord Brahma, was born, the living entities are created from intercourse.
Besides Brahma, okay, 就是包括主 Brahma 在内的所有的这个生物体，他们在这个产就是孕育下一代的时候，都是需要有这个男女的交配结合的。
In the Upanishads, it say that.Some of the great sages are also born from Lord Narayana in the beginning.
在这个乌帕尼沙德里面呢，也提到了，一些其他的伟大的圣哲们呢，也是在最开始的时候由主 Narayana 所生出来的。
But these are very special souls.
但是这些特别的灵魂。
Otherwise, demigods and all living entities within this material world, they are result of interaction between male and female.
那否则的话呢，这个半神人还有就是其他的这些这个生物体 都是在男女经过这个结合之后才生出来的。
It might not be always very gross sexual relationships as we see in most in this planet and these varieties of life. Maybe more subtle, but there is always an interaction between male and female.
但是呢，就是他们的这种结合呢，可能并不像我们在这个星球里面所看到的，或者所理解的这种很粗糙的结合的方式。但是呢，那他们也是需要一种这个精微的男女相结合的这种方式去运用。
So be a more subtle way of connection than what we have, what we experience in this planet.
所以说呢，他们的这种结合的方式呢，要比我们在这个星球所体验的这个方式呢，要更加的精微。
In particular amongst the demigods.
特别是在这些半神人之中。
It's not gross sex like we see in this planet.
所以说呢，他们所进行的这个结合，并不是我们在这个星球所见到的非常粗糙的。
But there is interaction between male and female.
但是呢，在男女之间呢，他们必须要有这个交配才可以。
Next question.
The next question is from Dina Tarini Mataji. 顶拜阿叔圣洁的莲花族，感谢翻译的完美翻译中非常非奉献者的帕布问 OK 家中非奉献者的帕布问，如果我不在家，他做的素食饭菜是否可以供奉给 Krishna， 是否可以给Chandila Mataji 吃，我说可以。他问我买来佛教徒做的纯净素食为什么不能供奉给 Krishna， 供奉给 Krishna 不是佛教徒也就得意了吗？而且所有的东西不都是 Krishna 的，不是都应该供奉给 Krishna 吗？我也有同问，请阿叔开示。So the question is from Dina Tarini Mataji. Please accept my very humble obeisances to your very pure lotus feet. This question is for my husband, who is for my family member who is not the devotee. He asked me that if I am not at home.If the veggie meal he prepared can be offered to the Lord, and also if it's okay to feed that meal to Chandila Mataji. And I said that yes, that is okay. Then he asked me why the purchased veggie meal prepared by the Buddhist cannot offer to the Lord. Of course, if we offer that food to the Lord, that also can benefit the Buddhist. And also, of course, everything belongs to Lord Krishna. So why cannot offer everything to the Lord? So I also have the same question. Thank you.
Yes, in one sense, we offer everything to the Lord.
那么所以从某种意义上来说呢，我们把所有的这一切都供奉给主。
Like I said, an example of meat eater who does not have the understanding that I have to offer things to the Lord, but he has the sense of gratitude towards the Lord to give him his meat, so he can offer the meat to the Lord and he gets benefited.
那么就好像刚才我们在课中里面讲到了，就是由于他没有这个恰当的理解而把肉食也供奉给了主，那他在供奉这件事情上呢，他其实也能够获益，因为他向主表达的是他的感激之情。
But that's not bhakti, pure bhakti.
但是呢，他的这种举动呢，他并不是纯粹的 bhakti。
And a devotee should only offer things to the Lord that the Lord wants him to offer. That's the spirit of bhakti.
那么如果要是 sorry that is what bhakti
the spirit of pure bhakti is that we offer to the Lord what is favorable
OK， 那是在这种真正的这种奉爱精神下的供奉应该是什么呢？应该是就是把 Krishna 他想要的东西供奉给他。
嗯 ，And this is what the devotee eats, what he can offer to Krishna in love and devotion.
那所以说呢，这就是奉献者他可以吃的东西，就是说呢，把他以爱和奉爱之情供奉给的东西供奉给 Krishna。
If a person is not does not understand the process of devotion, is not really acting as a devotee, but still he feels that he has that sense of the existence of God and show gratitude and offer what he eats, he gets some, certainly gets benefited.
所以说呢，如果是一位就是一个人，他对于这个奉爱的程序不是非常的了解，但是呢。他就是为了要对主，就是他知道有一个主的存在，并且呢，想要为主去表达他的这种感恩之心，然后把他所吃的这个食物供奉给主的话，那主他也是会接受的。
So he gets benefited.
而且呢，他也会为此而受益。
But there is no real love and devotion in that so much.
但是呢，他这么做呢，却没有真正的爱和纯粹的奉爱。
Because if I love you and I want to offer you something, I have to make sure that what I offer will please you.
因为如果我要真的爱你的话，那也就意味着我要给你的这个东西，我首先确保这个东西能让你开心。
If I want to please you, I have to know what actually pleases you.
那对，如果我要想让你开心的话，首先我就得先要去了解什么能让你开心。
And this is pure bhakti.
所以这就是纯粹的 bhakti.
So we are practicing pure bhakti.
所以呢，我们是在修习的是纯粹的 bhakti.
We offer to the Lord what is favorable to the Lord.
所以我们呢是会把主所喜欢的东西供奉给他。
Others who are not yet devotees and they offer, they have that sense of offering. They are getting benefit and eventually they will come to the platform of bhakti.
而且呢，就是那些还不是主的奉献者的那些人，那他现在他把他的这个东西供奉给主，他也能够从中受益，并且呢，他逐渐的就能够进入到 bhakti 的这个层面。
But we should not honor, we should not eat that the food that others offer to the Lord.
但是呢，我们不要去吃其他的人供奉给主的食物。
We only eat what is offered to the Lord in love and devotion.
所以呢，我们只要去吃怀着爱和奉献之情供奉给主之后的食物。
Means what is offered with the knowledge, with the understanding that we are offering what is favorable, what the Lord accepts, what the Lord desires.
因为呢，我们这样做的话呢，其实就有一个理解，就是我们是在。主所喜欢的这个东西中去供奉给他，然后呢，他会接受，他会开心。
Because we want to develop love and devotion for the Lord.
因为呢，我们希望为主去培养出我们的爱和奉献之情。
We want to do only what is favorable to the Lord.
我们只想做对主好的事儿。
So yes, that type of offering done by your husband cannot offer to Chandila, certainly.
那么 not 哈，所以说呢，就是比如说您的家人所这个做的这个 even veggie meal cannot, right?
Yeah, I mean, if it's veggie and offers properly, that's okay. If it's properly done, it's okay.
OK, 那现在其实有两个概念啊，就是如果要是这个不是奉献者的这个家人，他要是供奉的这个食物如果是不是素食的话，那肯定这个产爹了妈的就是不能够吃的。但是呢，如果
No. Even the vegetable, if it's cooked by non-devotees, you cannot offer to the Lord in love and devotion.
Yeah. Well, I'm explaining the first thing, if it's not veggie, cannot. But if it is veggie, can.
No, even if it's veg, but it's cooked by non-devotees, we cannot offer to the Lord. We, devotees, cannot offer to the Lord what is not cooked, what is cooked by non-devotees, even though it's veg.
Okay. But just now earlier you said that if offered in the proper process, can.
If he cooks and offer in a proper attitude, we can. If he cooks.
Yeah. So that's why I want to explain the two.
If he cooks and he knows he's connected with the devotees and the devotees tell him how to do, yeah. And then he brings the offer, that's okay. That's different.
Yeah, 那所以呢，现在就是有两种情况啊。 一个呢，就是说，如果要是这个非奉献者的这个家人，他如果要是做自己做的这个素餐素食，并且呢是在这个奉献者的家人的这个正确的指导下去供奉的话，那么这个供奉出来的这个食物呢是给是可以给产地喇嘛他去讲的，就吃的。但是如果要是他做的或者是非素食的食物，要不然就是他在外面买的这些这个食物。 那他供奉给了这个主，那表示他的这种感恩之情。那这样的食物呢，是不可以给产地喇嘛他吃的。Because
what is cooked outside, it's already been touched and eaten by other people. How can you offer that food? The restaurant, when they cook for everybody, and then you go and take a portion and you offer. You cannot offer that to the Lord.
因为呢，就是这个，如果是在外面买的这个素食，那这个东西其实已经被别人都已经碰过了，有的可能已经吃过了，因为他的这个可能在大锅里面做出来的这个东西，所以说呢，这个已经不能够再供奉给主了。
So the devotees cannot offer that, but other people who are in ignorance, who don't know exactly the process of devotion, they may offer that and they can eat, so they can benefit, but they eat with the devotees, they don't take that food.
而且呢，就是作为一个奉献者，你就不能够把从外边买来的这个食物供奉，但是作为非奉献者，如果他要是在不知情的这种情况下，为了表示感激之情。 那他是可以把这个食物供奉给主了，而且呢，他能够从中获益。And
sometimes the devotees in situations where they cannot do otherwise to nourish themselves, they may accept food from restaurants and they make a symbolic offering but it's not food that you can bring from the restaurant and put in your altar to do the offering. You cannot do that.
那作为奉献者来讲呢，有的时候呢，就是由于没有办法做饭，然后但是呢，他又必须要有这个食物去补充自己的营养，那他就可以就是比如说他不得不去吃外面的这个饭，但他拿到外面的这个饭的时候呢，他可以做一个内心里面的这么一个供奉或者这么一个祈祷，但是呢，不能够把这个食物放到他自己的这个神坛上去进行供奉。
Means you cannot do a formal offering to the, in the altar.
也就是说呢，这个食物是不能够正式的在神坛上去进行供奉的。
In the altar, we only put food cooked by devotees.
因为呢，在这个神坛上，我们只是会供奉由奉献者所烹制的食物。
If it's non-cooked things that we get from outside, yes, we can offer to the Lord, like fruits. We can offer. It's not cooked. Can offer.
但是如果我们要是从外面买的没有经过烹制的食物，比如说水果的话，这个是可以供奉的。But
cooked, we have to be very careful about offering to the deities or to the in the altar only food that is cooked by devotees.
但是呢，烹制过的这个食物，我们就要非常的小心了。只有奉献者所烹制的这个食物才可以供奉给神坛上的神像。
Or if he's non-devotee, but he cooks according to the direction of a devotee, means he is clean and he's not going to taste before the offering and this thing, even though he may not yet be a devotee, but he does those things according to the direction of a devotee, then we can offer.
但是呢，在一位就是奉献者的指导之下，这位非奉献者。 他做了饭，并且他在做饭的时候呢，也去守这些原则，没有在做饭的时候边做边尝啊，就没有这些这个情况下，那他所做的这个饭呢，也是可以供奉给神坛的。He
may not be a formal devotee, but if he's accepting to do all those things nicely, he's already in one sense he's already acting as a devotee, even though he's not a formal devotee.
因为他这个情况呢，就是也许可能现在这会儿他还并不是一个。 正式的奉献者，但他如果是接受 这个程序，接受非奉献者对他的这种，就接受奉献者对他的这个指导，然后按照这个程序去这么做的话，那他其实从某种意义上来讲，其实已经是一位奉献者了。
Next question.
The next question is from Free and Easy Mataji. 顶拜阿叔和翻译，感恩您精彩的讲课。今天您说 Brahma 诞生在黑暗，在焦虑中冥想就可以得到主的训示，那是不是我们也可以用这类似的方式等待灵性导师的来临，还是通过爱心服务主和奉献者主动地走到灵性导师的面前？期待您的解答，感恩您。 Hare Krishna. Please accept my very humble obeisances. Thank you very much for your excellent lecture. Today you mentioned that Lord Brahma was born in the cold darkness, and he was in perplexity. He is in perplexity, and also then he started to do the meditation for the austerity. And then he got the instructions from the Lord. So my question is that, is it okay for us to follow this way to wait for the spiritual master's coming, or we have to proactively to rendering the devotional service to the Lord and the devotees of the Lord to approach to a spiritual master?
Yeah, we can do both. We can desire, we can meditate that, wish, pray that the Lord will send us a bona fide spiritual master to guide us. But at the same time, we should be proactive, means we should already show that we want to engage in devotional service. So we are already starting under the guidance of the devotees to engage in devotional service, in devotional practice. And at the same time, we pray and hope that the Lord will send us a bona fide spiritual master to guide us. We don't need to go around and pick up this guru, that guru. You just pray to the Lord that the Lord will put in touch with the person that is the most befitting to guide you.
那我们呢应该是双管齐下，一方面呢就是我们应该这个含着一种愿望，就是希望主能够帮我们去派来一位这个灵性导师，但另外一方面呢，我们也应该去展示我们已经要在做这个奉献服务了，去服务这个主的奉献者。那么通过这样的一种姿态来展示我们是愿意去从事这种奉献服务的，然后呢，这个然后同时呢，祈求着主能够为我们派来一位灵性导师，但与此同时，我们不需要自己去挑选，就是去找这位灵性导师，再去找那位灵性导师，再自己去进行这个自行的这个挑选灵性导师。
We may hear from different spiritual masters until Krishna indicates very clear that that particular spiritual master is a person that you feel can be your eternal guide.
那我们呢可以去聆听很多的这个灵性导师的这个讲课，直到Krishna 他非常的清晰的指点我们，就是那位灵性导师就是你的永恒的指导的那位老师。
But in order to get that indication within your heart, you have to be already proactive. In a sense, you have to be engaged in practical devotional service under the guidance of other devotees.
但是呢，为了要得到这个在内心中 Krishna 给我们的这个明确的指导，首先呢，我们要非常的积极的主动的去展示我们是再去做这个奉献服务的，就是我们已经在为这件事情在进行准备了，而且呢这个我们要去服务这个奉献者。
Serve the Lord under the guidance of the devotees.
而且呢是在这个主就在这个奉献者的指导之下去服务主。
Okay, next question.
Next question, still from Free and Easy Mataji.顶拜阿叔，生孩子的能力是不是也是来自于 Krishna? 感恩您的翻译。Please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that if the ability of give the birth of the child also from the Lord.
Yes, yes, the ability in everything we can do.
这个能力是来自于主的，而且呢，就我们做任何事情的这个能力全部都来自于他。
The conception, giving a new body to a conditioned soul within the womb of a mother, this is all done by material energy, which is the Lord's energy.
那就是让这个母亲的这个子宫去孕育一个受条件限制的这个灵魂，那么这个实际上是由主的物质的能量所为。
It's not so much the, we seem to be involved in the thing, but actually everything is conducted by material energy.
那么看起来好像我们是深陷于其中，但其实所有这一切呢，都是由主的物质能量所为。
Our input, our thing is the fact that we desire. So we desire and material energy provides the facility.
那我们就是做的就我们有了这个愿望，当我们有了这个愿望以后呢，这个物质能量它就提供了这个设施。
So that's the ability, that any ability or everything that happens in material energy is conducted by Krishna through his material energy.
那么所以说呢，就是所有的这一切就是在这个物质能量里面所发生的这件事情呢，它其实全部都是由 Krishna 所为，因为这个 Krishna 它就是这个物质能量。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Radha Ananda Mataji. 深深的顶拜敬爱的阿叔，请问已经被启迪的人可以接受哪些人的教训？教训有灵性导师的人是否冒犯了那位灵性导师？感恩翻译 Mataji， 谢谢。Please accept my very, very humble vacancy. My question is that for an already initiated devotee, let me put this way. What kind of instructions can be accepted by an initiated devotee to give the instruction or give a teaching to initiated devotee will be considered as an offense to the spiritual master of that devotee?
I don't understand very well the question.
Okay, well, let me paraphrase it again. I think what she is asking is that sorry, Maji.就他这个教训实际上是就是是斥责是吗？哈尔波萨蒂玛蒂，帮我一下。
Probably she's
我也不太懂他这个问题，我在房间里问了，他没有回复。
Probably she's mentioning receiving instruction of a, if he does not accept instructions coming from a devotee, a disciple of another spiritual master, is this an offense to that spiritual master?
No, the thing is that there was a little bit confusion here about the word. I am not so sure. She's using the word of instruction or using the word of chastisement.
Okay, so you can ask the devotee to retweet the question.
Yeah. Satyamaji is trying to check in.所以呢，你帮我问一下这个马特吉，就是这个教训是斥责还是训斥啊？因为这个不太一样。那我们就先问下面的这个问题。下面这个问题呢是来自于小慧马特吉的，明白阿叔或翻译，请问小兄弟们的出生是指新的男女结合产生的吗 ？Okay, so please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that for the birth of Pandava.Pandava brothers, were they born by the subtle intercourse?
No, they were in normal intercourse because their parents were in this planet.
他们不是经过精微的这种出生的，他们是就是正常的出生的，因为他们的父母双亲就是生活在 这个物质世界的物质星球的。
They took birth in this planet.
那所以说呢，他们是在这个星球里面出生的。
Of course, they are eternal associates of the Lord, but they appear in this planet through sexual intercourse.
那虽然说他们是主的永恒的同游，但是呢，他们是在这个宇宙里面，就他们是在这个星系里面降生的。所以说呢，他们是通过普通人的这种降生方式而出生的。
They were born from Mother Kunti. Oh, yeah, you're right. Actually.The Pandavas were conceived by demigods. That was a very subtle. It was a very subtle birth, yeah. Now I remember that. Yeah, the Pandavas is special because the Pandavas were conceived by demigods.
Okay, 首先阿叔说呢，他想起来了，因为这个潘达瓦兄弟们，他们是由昆蒂妈妈和这些这个半神人们所生的孩子。所以说呢，是经过这种精微的结合而产生的孩子。
So I suppose it was a more subtle type of connection than the gross connection that we know here.
所以说呢，他们的之间，他们这个结合呢是通过就是更加的精微的这种结合方式，而不是我们所了解的这种细胞的。
This is what I suppose. I cannot guarantee.
OK, 但是呢这个是我猜的啊，我现在不能够这个就是担保是这样一个说法。
But certainly the demigods, means of conception are different from the gross ways we see in this planet.
但是呢这个半神人他们的这个孕育的方式和我们在这个星球的这个粗糙的孕育方式是不一样的。
Yes, the Pandavas were special because they were conceived by very powerful demigods.
潘达瓦兄弟们他们是特别的，因为呢他们是被非常的有力量的半神人们所孕育的孩子。
Any other question?
And the next question is from 真空妙有 Mataji. 能力和能量有区别吗？ Are there any differences between ability and energy?
Well, ability is more in a sense of intellectual, you know, to know how to do things. And then there's a strength of physical is more kind of a physical ability, you know, more like being able to do physical something. But it starts, that ability has to start from the level of intelligence to know how to do it.
那么就说这个能力呢，它其实更像是一种智性，就是你首先你得先有这个，你得先知道怎么去做这件事儿。而这个力量呢，它更多的是一种像是一种身体的体能上的这种力量。
So in order to have a physical ability to do something, you have to have some kind of intellectual ability, means to understand how to do it.
那所以说呢，就是为了要有一个能力去做一件事儿，你首先呢，先要从这个智力上应该去了解怎么去做这件事儿。
So it begins on a level of intelligence first, and then is executed and can be executed on a physical level.
那所以说呢，首先呢是要在这个智性的这个层面上要有这个能力，然后呢才能够在这个真正的这个体能上去把这件事儿给做出来。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Govinda Nandini Mataji. 顶白阿叔，请问用已经供过的食物做了新的食物，这样还可以拿到神坛上去供奉吗？比如说用供过的米饭做了甜奶饭，还可以供奉吗？感谢您的解答。阿叔 ，my question is that, if we use the already offered food material to make the new food preparation, will that can be offered again. For example, if I use the cooked rice to convert it as the sweet rice, is that still offerable?
Then it's better to offer the milk separated, boil the milk and offer it separated, because that was not offered, and then you put together and you cook together, but you offer the milk and the sugar, whatever ingredients you need to add to your rice as already cooked and offered. You offer those things separate and then mix and then combine together to make the sweet rice.
Okay, 那是这样的，因为在做这个甜奶饭的时候呢，有这个牛奶和糖是还没有供奉的，所以说呢，就先把这个牛奶和糖先供奉了，供奉完了以后呢，再把这个供奉过的牛奶跟糖，再把它搁之前已经供奉过的这个米饭给放在一起，然后把它再做成甜奶饭。
But don't do this as a habit, you know, to offer like that, because the best thing is to get the rice and all the ingredients, cook the sweet rice and offer the sweet rice to the Lord.
但是呢，不要把这个做法当成一种习惯，因为这并不是一个恰当的一个供奉的一个习惯。最好就是说用这个新的米，加上新的牛奶、新的糖，然后呢做成好的这个甜奶饭，然后把这个最后的这个甜奶饭供奉给主。
Do these things in some cases, but don't do it as a norm, as a rule.
所以说呢，在偶尔的情况下去这么做，而不要把它当成一个好像一个这个规则一样去做。
This is exception.
那所以这是一个特例。
The rule is that we should get all the ingredients, none offer and prepare to offer to the Lord.
所以说呢，我们真正要这个遵循的这个规则就是说，要把所有的这些材料都是新的，然后用做的这些新的这个材料去做成好的餐食，然后把它奉献给主。
Okay, that's the last one.、
Huh? Yeah, that is the last one.
Okay, thank everybody for your nice questions.
非常感谢大家的好问题。
Thank everybody else for listening and.
那然后也非常感谢大家的聆听。
A special thank you to Dana Kelly and Sati Mataji for giving us opportunity to be together during this time.
然后呢，也非常的感谢 Sati Mataji 还有 Dana Kelly Mataji 能够给我们安排这样的一个平台，然后使我们大家能够在这个时间呢，这个在一起联谊。
Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bo.
Thank you, 老师。外昆达之音服务愿意聆听，那我们非常感谢Krishna Baladev Prabhu 阿叔为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答。那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，谢谢大家的聆听，感恩萨提玛吉我们的安排这个平台。就是那个Ananda Radha Ananda Maji 的那个问题，我今天不是特别清楚，所以说呢，就只能等到下一次我们把这个问题澄清了以后呢，再向阿叔询问。那今天的早课就到这儿了，阿叔是想祝大家在地上持续持续这个一个美妙的周日。